Good. It was good to get the team back out on the grass and get ready for our final game. And again, we talked about finishing strong and doing everything we can to go get better, you know, this week, get better in the classroom, get better on the practice field, and get better in this game. We understand we are playing the AFC North champion, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Good football team all the way around. They've done a great job. And I tip my hat off to Coach Tomlin. He's done a good job with the group. They deserve to win the division. They've done a good job. So we're playing a good team. It's another chance for us to go out and play together for the final opportunity. And I think our guys will go battle, play hard, play well.
Robertson protocol
still? Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing. I think there's an opportunity, but we'll know more about it tomorrow. So we'll just kind of leave it there until we find out more.
Kessler, you have the answer to this question. That is, what is the strength of his candidacy to be a long-term starting quarterback here?
I think that's, you know, again, that's something we'll discuss when the season's over, after we look back through it all, evaluate it all. But, you know, obviously he's played a little bit last week, and there's a chance he may play this week. So we'll see how that all unfolds as we go.
We talked to Mike Tomlin. He said he's resting Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown. What do you think of that?
That's his choice. You know, he gets to do what he wants to do. I don't, you know, we'll know more when we walk out there. I'll believe it when I see it, you know. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm worried about us playing well. You know, all I can do is coach our team.
Can you talk on the release of Jonathan Cooper after two starts? You seem to have some stability there. All of a sudden, he's gone.
Yeah, well, we've seen what we need to see, and you know, we appreciate, you know, the time here, that the time that Jonathan was here, but we thought that was the best decision for us just to move forward.
What's the how would you characterize the status of your offensive line right now relative to what it's going to need to be for you guys to be competitive for a whole season?
Yeah, it's not just the line. We got to get better everywhere. You know, I really believe that. You know, I mean, that's our charge as an organization. What we've done is not going to be good enough. You know, I think there's a lot of areas we got to improve, and obviously it's the line. The line's going to be one of them, and I think everyone on our football team would be one. I just don't want to put it to one area. But, you know, that's where it starts. I truly believe that you win in this division up front, offensively and defensively, and it's something we will have to address as we move forward.
Take a look at a couple of guys that you maybe haven't even gotten to see yet at certain positions. Do you anticipate maybe starting someone?
Oh, yeah, that, Mary Kay, that could happen. You know, I'm going to, again, just take the week and keep looking at different combinations as we have, you know, almost all year, because we've kind of been in this situation with, you know, guys moving in and out and doing all those things. But, you know, anything can happen this Sunday. I just want to try to put the best guys out there to give us a chance to win and have an opportunity to evaluate our team as we move forward.
How would you compare your quarterback situation now to September 11th when the season ends?
Well, I know who they are. You know, I know who the guys are on the roster. You know, I know what they can do, what they can't do. So we have candidates. But, you know, we'll continue to evaluate it all when the season's over.
Does the number one overall pick come up in any of your organizational meetings, even from the standpoint of, hey guys, we're not worried about the number one overall pick, we're trying to win a game, or does it come up on any level?
Oh no, we're trying to win a game. No, that's that talk we don't even get into. You know, I think like I said before, these guys have worked so hard. I think every chance you go out there, you're trying to win. You know, I think all that will take care of itself. You know, how it all unfolds, first pick, second pick, third pick, there's good players, you know, every year. You know, we're going to be at the top of the draft, regardless of where we finish. So I think we'll be fine that way.
On that number one pick, I mean, sometimes it's the difference between whatever, Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf.
That's a pretty good deal.
Luck was a pretty good consensus number one, and there was a drop off in RG's career. Hasn't been where Lux has been, and all that, but. I mean, there is a difference a lot of times between number one and the field.
No, I don't disagree. I think what you said is true. I mean, history's proven that. But I don't think I can get caught up in that. I don't think the team can get caught up in that. You know, our mission is to go out and play and win, and that's all we're interested in. And again, you named some very good quarterbacks and some that hadn't had great careers. We don't know. I don't know much about this draft yet. You know how it's going to unfold. So that's not what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about getting this team ready to play and go win.
Jamie Meter was the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. We all know about the block, but how's he been for you all year on defense?
He's done a good job. You know, Jamie's a fighter, battler, tough. You know, he's been accountable, dependable all season, and made a, you know, obviously a tremendous play last week. And what a good honor, great honor for him. You know, and obviously goes to the whole field goal block team. I mean, he made the block, but everybody had to do their part for him to do it. So, you know, I commend him for getting the award, and I think it's a heck of an opportunity for him. And hopefully he'll keep growing and keep getting better.
If you don't get to see RG again in this game, do you feel like you have seen enough on film to make a solid decision on whatever his future might be with his team?
Yeah, I think we will be, once I'm able to go back and sit down when this is over and look back through it and, you know, in a different lens of just watching our guys play, then I think I'll be able to make that determination, you know, about what it is if he's not able to play. But if he is, you know, like to see him play a little more and continue to see if he can grow and get better.
Why do you want to see him play? With a concussion, some guys might say just – let him rest.
Right. Well, I think if he's cleared, if they clear him, I think maybe the concussion wasn't as bad as we all thought, you know, number one. So we wouldn't put him back out there unless medically we say it's okay. Number two, we've seen him get better, you know, from the first opportunity to second to the third. And hopefully, you know, you can keep making jumps as you go because that says a lot to me. So I would like to if we could, but if we can't, I understand that too.
Was there a different feel at practice today just coming off the win? I mean, I know you try to get everybody energized every Wednesday anyway, mm-hmm. but could you feel a big difference?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, there's a different swag, as they would say, you know, a different feeling. You know, we're not being talked about the wrong way this week, you know, but let's be honest, it's one game. You know, it was a huge game for us. I'm not – trying to downplay that by any stretch, but and our guys needed that win to validate a lot of things that we've done. But at the same time, we all recognize and understand it was one victory, and you know, hopefully it leads to bigger and better things for our football team. But I think we all understand here's the next opportunity, and can we go do this? You know, and that's my charge to them. Can we go do it again and walk out of here the right way and have the right feeling heading into the off season?
Think they can play the next day or a lot of them do. But what have your interactions been with RG? How does he seem to you, and is he telling you, hey, I really want to do this?
Yeah, no, he seems like Robert. I mean, obviously he likes to play. You know, it's really interesting. Cody, him, all these guys, you know, they have to go through the protocol, and obviously it's the right thing to take these young men through when something like that happens. So I totally support how they go about it. But, you know, they want to be out there with their teammates. And sometimes you got to reel them in a little bit because they have to do the right thing by the rules, and they get it. So, you know, whatever decision comes down from that, you know, we'll all understand and abide by it.
You, Joe Thomas, was our player of the year that you voted for, and Chris Kirksey was the good guy.
The good guy?
Yeah.
What's the good guy award? I hadn't heard that one. He give you guys food, candy, or something? Okay.
The good guy is a guy who's kind of a good voice of the team.
Oh, okay.
So just what are your thoughts on those
guys? I support that wholeheartedly. I mean, Joe is probably my player of the year, too, you know, for what he's done for organization, football team, being out there playing. You know, again, I can't say enough about a guy that doesn't miss a football snap. You know, that's dependability at his best. And then Kirko, I think, is a rising football player in on our football team and within pro football itself. He's had a hell of a year, and he needs to keep growing, but I think he gets it. I think it's about team for him, and it's never just been about him, and I appreciate that because at the end of the day, your good guys have to be that way because they got to keep pulling people over this wall, you know, as we move forward. And I think the two guys you guys nominated and selected are the right guys.
Thank you.
telling about Robert's future, the fact that he won a game or the fact that he got knocked out in this?
That's not fair. Wow. Well, hopefully it's the fact he won a game, you know, but he got to stay healthy. I mean, I'll be the first to tell you that. You know, it's hard to play in this league when you're not out there playing, you know. So, you know, he did everything to help us have a chance to win the game. I thought he played better in some areas. And got to find a way to stay out there. But, again, you know, in respect to how it was, I mean, the guy took a lot of different hits, you know, and some that he can be better at, but a lot that where we got to continue to get better at. So I think it goes both ways.
Why do you suppose he hasn't thrown a touchdown pass?
I'm sorry?
Why do you suppose Griffin hasn't thrown a touchdown pass?
I don't know. You know, we haven't thrown one. I mean, we've had chances, just didn't hook up, you know. And he's got to make those plays, and we got to make those plays. So hopefully this week, if he plays, we'll find a way and see if we can throw one before he walks out of here.